This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Number you need to know is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. That's how you get on the air here on Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
Nobody.
And we've been talking a lot about the federal crime now of not masking. And to make matters worse, this from Reason.com. Americans are now required to wear masks in planes, trains, buses, subways, taxis, car services, boats, and transportation hubs per the new order from the CDC.
Let me just announce, I don't care. I'll just do whatever I want.
Talking to the listeners.
I don't think they should care either.
I think I'm going to put my vote on definitely on the no caring side of this.
In addition to all of that, masks must be of a style approved by the federal government and must fit properly. Failure to comply will result in being prohibited from traveling, booted from the transit in question, and potential criminal penalties.
Wow.
Land of the free.
Wow. I'm going to be driving.
The order will be enforced by the TSA, as we've discussed, and, quote, other federal authorities, unquote, as well as state and local officials, to the extent permitted by law. Federal agencies are required to implement additional measures enforcing the provisions of this order, the CDC says. CDC reserves the right to enforce through criminal penalties, the agency adds, though it claims not to intend to rely primarily on these criminal penalties. Well, what other form of authority do government agencies have other than the use of force?
Well, maybe they're right? Planning on just randomly shooting you. I mean,
still be the use of force.
They do that and they seem to get away with it.
The difference would be a civil penalty, which is really not that discernible if all we're talking about is a fine.
Creating a vast network of law enforcement officials empowered to enforce these mask rules will, of course, provide a handy new excuse for monitoring and surveilling citizens.
Hey, I know. They can bring back the national service thing. Do you guys remember when they were talking about this, like, in 2008, where it was Obama?
Just you wait, sir.
Oh, yeah, see, I haven't read the story.
Not this story. The one coming after this. I don't know if it mentions it specifically, but it's about the potential for the COVID checks to become a regular thing.
COVID checks, testing?
Stimulus checks.
Oh, those checks. Right. No. What I was talking about was...
You were talking about the anal swabs.
Well, I mean, you're going to get it kind of in that area one way or the other. But
not me.
So what you're saying about the national service, I mean, if you just follow the logic here, right? They mandate all this stuff. Now they're going to surveil citizens even more than they ever have before, right? They're not going to open anything up. Things stay closed down. Instead of issuing stimulus checks one time, they begin issuing them monthly. Mm. They're going to expect something in return for that.
Uh-huh. Service.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Mostly
okay.
Babies.
Bingo.
I think that's the main intent, is to create a larger poor population.
Well, I mean, that may be the case, but I just wanted to let our listeners know this national service thing, what it is. They were pimping this back in 2008 during the presidential election. They had McCain and Obama, both of the candidates. They had like a special candidate summit where they came together.
Or if I like to call him Mick Obama.
And they said we both support this idea of national service. Obama wanted to create an agency that was the large or the had as many employees and had the large as budget as large as the military, and he wanted it to all be quote unquote citizen service to the government. And there were all kinds of corporations that were on board with this.
Yeah, Noah Wood was in that.
Who? The
Noah Wood.
Oh, the
acronym would be NICE, and not it'd be NIES, the National Institute for Indentured Servitude. Indentured?
Well, Noah said it was like halfway between being in the army and being in prison.
Sounds
but he did
right.
learn to Hufsneon.
Now, what was he in? Was he in, like, the Peace Corps or something like that?
No, he was in the AmeriCorps thing.
So this is like that, but it would be times
Job
a thousand.
Corps. That's
This would be kind of like that, but times a thousand, you know, because it would apply to every young American in the United States, was the proposal. The idea would be that if you were a high schooler or you wanted to go to college or something, that they would require something between the area of, you know, 6 months to 2 years of working for
like
the government.
Even like 4 years.
It
like
depended
a military
on who you talked
thing,
to. There were different proposals. It never actually ended up coming to fruition, but they planted the idea out there, and
we have to stop giving these guys ideas.
It wasn't our idea.
No, I know. I'm just
saying. But this sounds like it's got the hallmarks of bringing that back.
I think it's coming.
Yeah.
I think it's coming. It's just a matter of time. Meanwhile, deputizing federal agents, state authorities, and local cops to enforce transit mask rules will, of course, open up all sorts of new police harassment and abuse opportunities.
Sure will.
Only targeting people without masks might not seem to leave a lot of room for discriminatory enforcement, but the CDC order doesn't just stop at people not wearing masks. In fact, it leaves a whole lot up to the official's discretion.
Right. It said that in the previous article, it was talking about wearing them, quote-unquote, properly.
Right.
So if you don't have, if you had your
and
nose
only authorized
out.
Masks by right. the government authorized, right. right? You can only wear, no longer can you wear a bandana around your face. You have to be wearing an approved mask.
By the federal government.
That's correct.
Yeah. And if you're not wearing it, quote unquote, properly, then that'll give the police the excuse to say, oh, you didn't have it over your nose, and then you'll say, well, yeah, I did, and they'll say, well, no, you didn't, and then they'll write you a ticket.
It's having as if you any standard like that, I can tell you from experience, having been in a military academy, has infinite room for abuse.
Mm-hmm. The CDC order says it's not enough to simply wear a mask. It has to be a certain kind of mask. It can't be a bandana, scarf, ski mask, or balaclava. It can't fit too loosely or too tightly. It can't contain an exhalation valve or be made from knitted fabrics, leather, plastic, or vinyl. Again, that leaves a whole lot of room for authorities to choose who they target for enforcement.
Sure.
The CDC rule came just over a week after Biden's executive order, which already mandated masks on certain modes of public transportation, including planes and trains, and it mandated masks on federal property, notes the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. The new CDC rules apply to any passenger, operator, or any staff of any aircraft, trains, road vehicle, vessel, or other means of transport, including ride shares. Meaning arrangements where passengers travel in a privately owned vehicle driven by its owner in connection with a fee or service. The order also applies on the premises of a transportation hub defined as any airport, bus terminal, marina, seaport, or other port, subway station, terminal, including any fixed facility at which passengers are picked up or discharged, train station, U.S. port of entry, or any other location that provides transportation subject to the jurisdiction of the United States.
Even in the federal crazy system, how is it that the CDC can tell anyone what to do within states?
I don't know how they magically got this power to start issuing things that, well, resemble laws.
Right. Remember, it was last year under Trump.
Well, basically corruption in the Supreme Court is what does that.
Well, last year under Trump, the CDC told people that they had to, like, if they were a landlord, they couldn't kick people out of their houses.
Right.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with federal crossing the states, right? Like, the federal government's supposed to regulate the crossings of the states.
Or being a center for disease control.
Yeah.
I don't know how telling somebody who they can and can't rent to or evict has anything to do with controlling the disease.
Well, if you really want to go back to the root, then the 10th Amendment says any power not vested in the federal government by the Constitution is reserved to the states or to the people, which means that they have no authority to even have a Center for Disease Control.
But as long as people keep doing what they're told, they have all the authority they could want.
The Constitution, is it a con? 603-283-6160. That's our phone number if you'd like to join us here on Free Talk Live. We've got more coming your way.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need. A WordPress using WooCommerce and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin. Start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's a moment of Free Talk Live. Get our archives daily via our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to the show. It is Free Talk Live. Our telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. We'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. In the studio tonight, it is me, your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
And it's Ian.
And nobody.
And we're here to talk about all sorts of fun stuff.
Yeah, I actually got a thought.
Uh-oh.
I just got to spit out.
Where did that come from?
It deep inside my body.
All right, better get it out before you forget.
And it's just, I'm out there smoking a cigarette, because I still smoke one once in a while. And I'm just thinking, you know, if this were a novel, if I were writing a sci-fi novel.
Yes.
Okay. And this sequence of events.
Yes.
What was going on. Then what I would say is that it is the prelude to basically a left-wing takeover. And the reason I say that, you can go way back. It's like I've been asking myself for years, why is Hollywood, while trying to convince people to be obedient, why are they always making revolution movies? You know? Mm. And I thought, you know, and isn't it strange that it's always a right-wing dictatorship? Because, you know, on the in the real world, it's like evenly split. You get right-wing dictatorships, you get left-wing dictatorships, you get just crazy people dictatorships. But they're always revolting against some right-wing fascist government.
Yeah.
You know, and which perfect setup for the creation of Antifa. Yep. You know, you install the fear,
yep,
and then you take advantage of it.
Yeah, you're basically pre-programming people for the events that are about to unfold.
Yeah. So then you get the fascist get in office, your fall guy. You know, you convince the commoner that he's a noble for the day, but he's not fascisty enough.
Right.
So he doesn't spring the revolution. So you just push it a little bit more, and just, I mean, they're ushering in a police state, and they're not doing that just for no reason. It's not for fun. That's not how they operate. Certainly not when they're playing at this big stake.
Yeah, I don't disagree with anything that you said. I mean,
what I see is basically a pogrom coming against conservatives.
A pogrom
is a, it comes from China, I believe, and it's when they come in and kill the dissenters, basically.
Ooh.
Pogrom is
an organized massacre of a particular ethnic group in particular that of Jewish people in Russia or Eastern Europe, historically speaking.
Ah, interesting. I didn't know there was a religious aspect to it, but, you know, I just looked at it as something that happened to people who are politically unreliable. And,
the term has taken on meaning, but that's just where it came from.
Yeah, and I don't know. I have a feeling they're actually going to try to go whole hog this time around.
Well, they certainly do want more control, and this is how governments operate. They grow and they grow and they grow and they grow until they implode on themselves. And then a new one starts, and then it grows until it implodes on itself. It is going to get worse.
The themes are very, there is method to their madness. If you don't look at it in the context of disease, if you look at it in the context of planning an invasion when the government is your fifth column, empty out the supply lines. That's what the front loading part of it was for. Get all the toilet paper off the shelves.
Right.
You know? And make sure that people can only work at a very low level so they're not producing very much, so that all that is produced is immediately consumed. And over time, like any little caches that people have laying around, they're going to slowly run out. So basically, if and when you go to war with the people are destitute. They have nothing to eat.
Yeah.
They have nothing. And, you know, that's a play right out of the Chinese Communist
Party. They make it difficult for you to get food. They're probably going to make it more difficult to arm yourself. They're going to make it more difficult to congregate because they've already made it as difficult as it is now.
Just do what they say, and they'll give you the food.
It's about cutting off transportation.
Yeah, just get in the train car, Ian.
Just do what they say.
They're grabbing the classic chokeholds, supply, transportation, communication. Yep. Okay? So
they don't
throw
have
all the conservatives off social media.
Okay, but they don't have control over communication because we can do our own thing.
Oh, for now. But there's going to come a time when they're going to say, oh, they're spreading disunity. They're speaking out against us, and we can't allow that, and we're going to have to throw them in a camp somewhere.
I mean, I've been there before.
I've been there before, too, but I'm hoping that you know, our listeners see it coming, and maybe they come and break us out of the camp
at some
point.
They need to get to New Hampshire is what they need to do.
Speaking of our listeners, let's go to the phones right now, and let's go to Joe, who's calling from Michigan. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I believe the definition of fascism is basically the marriage of a totalitarian government with the private sector, you know.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Big corporations and stuff like that. That's what Hitler did.
Sure. Well, even more so Mussolini. He actually called it the corporate state.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's pretty much what we got now.
That's
right. Look at the mainstream media, man. Mainstream media, and they're just freaking propaganda, and it's always one-sided. And I'm just wondering how long it's going to be before it's an actual crime to criticize the government.
Yeah, that hasn't happened yet. Yet being
the
key word.
They've been talking about the fairness doctrine for years, you know, because they've been trying to get rid of conservative talk radio. And if they bring that back, that'll be an excuse to shut, you know, even more free speech down. You know, they know masks don't work. Everybody knows masks don't work. You know,
see, I think they want they're past the fairness doctrine. They want the only us doctrine.
Hmm.
Well, look at half the stuff they do. You know, it's either PR to make them like look woke or whatever, or it's, you know, just more propaganda getting shoved down your throats. And
I think that's the same thing said different ways.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's slick marketing for people who are for sheep, I guess. They're trying to condition us to obey. You know, you went back to 2018 and said, hey, the government's going to mandate that you wear masks everywhere. People would have just looked at you like you're nuts.
Yep.
You're some conspiracy theory
guy. Yeah, whatever, pal. Yeah, I agree with you, Joe. And thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate you. Things are going to get worse, in my opinion. 603-283-6160.
Sounds and pounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Our cat mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com. I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for Cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cats to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life. You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A group of 10 Republican senators sat down with President Biden at the White House Monday evening to begin negotiations over a COVID relief package. During the two-hour session, the senators laid out their $618 billion counterproposal to the president's $1.9 trillion relief package. The group's leader, Maine Senator Susan Collins, told reporters while they didn't reach a deal, both sides agreed to continue talks in order to find common ground to provide some form of help for the American people.
All of us are concerned about struggling families, teetering small businesses, and overwhelmed health care system, getting vaccines out and into people's arms, and strengthening our economy and addressing the public health crisis that we face.
This is USA Radio News. January was the deadliest month of the pandemic in the U.S., with more than 95,000 deaths from COVID-19 recorded. Dr. Anthony Fauci believes things could still get a little worse, but the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases tells CNN that he sees some light at the end of the tunnel.
It is conceivable that things could get a little worse. What we're starting to see, which is a good sign, is that we're starting to see a plateauing of the numbers of cases, which will always be followed by a diminution and a plateauing, and then ultimately a diminution of hospitalizations as well as deaths. But still, even if it plateaus and starts to come down, we're still at a very high, disturbing level. But hopefully, we'll continue to see a downtrend. So if we continue to abide by and use and implement the public health measures together with an increasing number of people who get vaccinated, I hope we can get a trend that will continue to come down lower and lower.
This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening, everybody. Our telephone number is 603-283-6160. Write that down. Engrave it on your brain. However you want to choose to remember it, put it somewhere safe so that you can call in and join us. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Hey, it's Ian.
And nobody.
And you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, please be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or on the ForkFest forum. Links to those can be found on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021, and we'll see you at ForkFest.party. Before we get to your calls, I just wanted to mention this very last paragraph from this article from Reason about the federal mask cops to start targeting travelers today. It does specify kids under 2 years old, people with disabilities that disallow them from wearing masks, and people for whom wearing a mask would create a risk to workplace health, safety, or job duty are exempted. It doesn't, however, mention medical exemptions. I thought that was important for folks to know.
Mm.
Before we get to the next topic, let's just go to some of your calls and thoughts. Let's go with David in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, you can't have a medical exemption possibility because that means that everybody could get an exemption and your little convenient crisis would be worthless if everybody could do that.
Mm. But everybody wouldn't anyway because most people just do everything they're told to do.
Yep.
Right, but it eliminates some of their, it's a war of attrition, and it eliminates some of the objections that you could put up to them that they would have to deal with, so they can just eliminate that possibility. And the keeping, you know, obviously, to state the obvious, keeping the crisis in place gives them a reason to make more rules, and then you have to follow those rules, and then they can find how you're not following those rules, and then crack down on you.
Mm-hmm.
So enter what your comment about the TSA easily armed becoming a police force.
Yep.
I had that exact same thought the last time that I went into Walmart. Happened to be a time here in New Mexico when they had quotas as to how many people could be in the Walmart. They only allowed 75 people total into your typical huge Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a line out front that took about an hour to wait in to get in. And when I got in, I didn't wear a mask. I just walked in, and about every, I don't know, every 4 or 5 minutes and every 100 yards of, or a couple hundred feet of travel through the store,
yeah,
I would be accosted by an employee telling me to put my mask on.
Then
finally the manager, after half a dozen times, the manager arrived and told me to put my mask on. And then, since they had their attention on me for the mask issue, then they started cracking down on me and other stuff that they noticed they didn't like about me that they would have otherwise never even noticed.
Like what?
And the fact that when I go into a Walmart, if there's something that I've never tried before that, you know, that costs $10 or something, I don't want to spend $10 to find out whether or not I want to buy six of them. I'll just open it and taste it and seal it back up. If I like it, I'll buy six more. So instead of taking in $10 in revenue, they'll get $60 out of me because I sampled the one product.
Just
and I don't
to be clear,
have
you
to
would buy
on,
the one.
Time.
Just to be clear, you would buy the one you sampled, right?
Yeah. I make a commitment to buy that one.
I see. Okay.
But if I sample it and I like it, I buy six more instead of walking out with only one.
Right.
And I also
they
don't
like that. They don't like seeing somebody eating the food in the Walmart.
Yeah, they don't like that. And then, so here's the next thing that comes in. Since Walmart is not a sole proprietorship, like if I go into Ian's store and Ian sees me open a product and taste it, seal it back up again and put it in my cart, he might come over and ask me, hey, what are you doing? And then once Ian finds out what I'm doing, that I'm buying six times, so instead of spending $300 in Ian's store, I'm going to spend $1,800 in Ian's store. Ian goes, wow, that's great. That's a good idea. Keep doing that. But at Walmart, you have people that only 70% of them, because that's the numbers in New Mexico, even have a high school diploma. And they don't have any power in life other than at Walmart. And so when Walmart, they have that power to exercise over others, they're happy to exercise it because it makes them feel powerful because that's the only place they have power.
That's an important aspect.
They're already telling you to stand in line for an hour or you're not going to get any food.
It's ridiculous.
And you have to wear your mask or you're not going to get any food.
Yeah.
And I don't care if you're going to buy six times what you would have. You can't taste it like you're doing. And the whole point is, because they don't own the business, they're not very smart, and you've given them power, and, you know, enter that statement about beware of stupid people in large groups. And that's what you have in Walmart as compared to at Ian's store. Now give those people a uniform, a badge, an ID, gun, and the authority to use all of that, and while you're trying to get food or not have any food at all, you got a bad situation. And that's what a communist country is.
Yep.
Agreed.
Yeah, he's absolutely right about that. And telling these people, thanks for the call, David. Telling people that now they have authority in these menial positions is just creating all these little Hitlers. I mean, all these people have, you know, probably for a long time wanted to tell people what to do or fantasized about being a cop. And now they have, you know, sort of a similar ability or set of abilities as the police. At the very least, they can call the police if people don't do what they say.
Well, and by creating all of the unemployment they've created already by shutting down all right. of the businesses that they've shut down.
People will do what they're told.
There will be more people willing to do
right.
these types of things to, in order to keep the job that they have or to get a job.
Right, even if they're against doing
right,
it.
Right, over somebody
it.
Who isn't willing to do it. Yep. Right. Imagine the cashier who just you know wants to make her check and you know check
kids.
People out and scan the items and bag yep. them up and send them on their way. Now she also has to perform the function of police.
Yep.
And that's just a horrible thing to do to your employees if you're a retail business.
That it's true fascism.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. There was a sign that Bonnie had at the protest yesterday that we went to oppose fascism, and it absolutely is.
Yeah. How sick is it that the government gets away with turning retail clerks into police, into folks policing the mandates that the government say?
Yeah.
I can't believe... I mean, I can. It's happening. But, like, if you'd have told me this was going to happen 20 years ago, I'd be like, just like the other guy said. Like, really? You
2 years ago.
Hey, here we are. We're in the middle of it. It's not hard to see. We can see it. Our callers
it's
can see it.
It's getting worse.
It's getting worse. It's not going to get better. It's going to get much worse before it even thinks about getting better, because we are definitely on the downside of what is called a closing society or a closing country. This is when the country gets to a point where it's over the hump. It's on the other side.
Can it be broken enough to where it falls apart now and we can just say goodbye to the United States?
I mean, I think that the strategy might be a sound one to help speed it up in any possible way that we can. I don't know what exact actions that entails, but I'm certainly all for it.
I don't know what that means either.
Wall Street Bets is actually demonstrating what's required.
I love what they're doing. I think things like the blockchain are infrastructure for the future. Hopefully, we will see more inventions out of necessity. 603-283-6160. What do you think is going to happen in the next 5 years? More coming up.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021 where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Welcome back, everybody. It's the final segment of the Monday night edition of Free Talk Live. In the studio tonight, it's me, who is the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me
is Ian.
Nobody.
And before we go on, I want to take just a minute to say thank you to Am I Free to Go? That is the name of a person who is a silver level amplifier here for the show, Free Talk Live. What is an amplifier, you might ask? Well, it's a person or persons who choose to contribute a sum of money to help get this show on more radio stations. We're currently on 190 stations. We could be on 200. We could be on 250, maybe 300. It's all up to you. If you go over to amp.freetalklive.com, you'll find all the details. We only ask for $5 a month, and that's how much Am I Free to Go contributes. You can contribute more. There's different levels of membership. You get some perks if you do become an amplifier. So you can find all that over at amp.freetalklive.com. And thanks again to Am I Free to Go.
Thank you
for your support. If you enjoy this program, if you partake in Free Talk Live, you listen to us, you've gained some knowledge, or you've come to the ways of freedom as a result, please consider becoming an amplifier and helping us get on more radio stations. We would appreciate you for that. So, I've been wanting to get to this article all night, and this is from KNRS 105.9.
Salt Lake City?
Thank you. I was going to ask if you happened to know that. I have no idea. This showed up mysteriously on my news feed today. I'm not familiar with this website or this radio station, but it says monthly $2,000 stimulus checks now could happen. And we were talking earlier about, you know, when Biden was campaigning, you know, right there towards the end, he was like, well, if you elect me, I'll get you your $2,000. And then somehow $600 was sent out to some people. And so now they're like, okay, we'll get you the other $1,400 to equal the $2,000. But this article seems to think that a recurring monthly check of $2,000 is possible. It says Congress has spent the last week debating the Biden administration's $1.4 trillion relief package proposal. The president is calling it the American Rescue Plan. Of course he is. I hate the names they come up with these.
ARP.
Sounds like a seal. ARP.
I give it my seal of approval.
And the goal of it is to help those who are truly suffering financially because of the pandemic.
Well, they're going to help them by devaluing the money supply and the currency.
Well, I think it's a great idea. Print, baby, print. I've become a believer in modern monetary theory, which basically is print as much money as you can.
Money printer, go.
You never have to pay for it when you just print money. So print it, send it out.
Apparently, 50 members of the House of Representatives are urging Biden to dole out not just one direct payment, but monthly payments until the pandemic is over, which we know is
daily. Do it daily.
The representative sent a letter to President Biden and Vice President Harris, writing, "One more check is not enough during these public health and economic crisis." Many families cannot afford to wait for 8 months between payments to truly build back better families.
Okay, what is wrong with somebody's money management if they can't stretch $600 the last 8 months?
Yeah,
what
I don't
are
know,
these
man.
People seems, living like kings?
Seems like plenty to me.
Well, remember during the first COVID bailout package that happened last year, they were giving people, what was it, $600 a week extra for unemployment?
Right, yeah.
So, you know, you take that and multiply that times four, and you've got over $2,000 a month right there. Now, it was only for people with unemployment. I presume this would be for absolutely every American taxpayer, right? Is that the difference here?
Well, is it only taxpayers? Are the taxpayer sets not going to get it?
Well,
I think they will.
Very good point.
I think we should get everybody in Congress and the House of Representatives and everybody, all them people to just, you know, they get $600 a month.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
You mean cut their salary?
Oh, yeah. Instead of their salary.
Yeah. That would be their salary, is what I'm saying.
Mm.
Anyway, this letter didn't specify an amount for the check, but Representative, I believe it's Ilhan Omar, a Democrat from Minnesota, and one of the letter's signers, tweeted that it should be $2,000 each month. It's a concept that isn't too foreign to Vice President Harris. She introduced a bill in the Senate last year asking for just that, though it did not get enough support.
Mm.
So, of course, the benefits can't go to anyone. Or just everyone. I'm sorry. The letter stated that it should be directed to, quote, those who need it most and will spend it the quickest. And that should include, quote, all immigrant workers, refugees, and their families. The question of who will receive the benefits included in the latest relief package is one of the things Congress is currently figuring out.
So this is going to be a payment to... only to immigrants.
It doesn't say including, but it should include them. Immigrants, refugees, and their families.
So basically any likely Democratic voter they can find. That's how it's going to be used.
Many politicians, including Democrats, are having a problem with the bill's price tag. So to compromise and get more members of Congress on board to make sure the package comes out faster, the stimulus check might go to fewer Americans.
Mm-hmm. And when you think about it, if half of the country... Now, this isn't an MGI. An MGI would be a lot less bad than this because
what's an MGI?
Basically MGI, minimum guaranteed income.
Oh, it's a UBI.
Or the same as UBI.
Gotcha.
It's an older name for it.
Gotcha.
But that would not be that horrible, but if you've got half of the country getting a UBI, they're effectively getting it from the other half
of
the country.
Well, I support this because I think if that's the case, if it's what you're talking about, where it's like half the country and half the country, that will divide people even further and likely hasten secession.
So my
I'll tell
thoughts,
you what, if you're making too much money when they start handing this out, quit your job. Just quit. Shrug.
My thoughts on this is it sounds to me like it is rebranded UBI, Universal Basic Income.
But it looks like it's going to go to the politically favored groups only. That is completely contrary to the spirit of the UBI,
right,
which is universal.
Right, so if you live on Mars, you still get it.
Well, not if you live someplace else, but if you live in the United States, or generally if you're a United States citizen, those would be the two.
Why would anybody be surprised that an idea that politicians pitch as universal becomes a politically guaranteed income instead?
Right, so what I'm saying is I can see this getting passed. And then all of a sudden they go, oh, well, let's just sign an amendment to it that makes it everybody. And now all of a sudden everybody's on the government dole, right? The government is printing the fiat currency at will, right, giving it, you know, whatever little value it's going to have at that time. But now you have the mass of the population all receiving printed fake money.
Yeah, see, I don't know. I think what they're going to end up, I think they will go with limiting it to their political favorites. It certainly gives them a lot more power that way. If that becomes important to you, then there can be all kinds of ways that you can become politically unfavorited.
Right.
So use it as kind of a social credit score.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I can see this, too, playing into what we were talking about earlier, national service, right? Mm-hmm. Well, the government's given you $2,000 a month. What are you doing for it? You've got to now, if you're receiving this, now you have to show up at the local job center and report for duty.
Right. 20 hours a week.
The details are still being hashed out, but Biden is ready to push it through very quickly, even if there isn't a consensus on the bill. He said last week that time is of the essence, and while he would prefer these things to be bipartisan, he is also ready to have the Democrat-led House and Senate approve something, even if Republicans don't support it. He expects to give it another week for negotiations before seeing a vote. During that time, Omar and the other House members in support of monthly payments will have to drum up more support if they want to have it included in the bill. It's going to get worse before it gets better.
It's looking pretty dim.
I keep saying that we have not reached peak dumb. It's going to get worse before it gets better. That's all I have to say.
Sooner or later, somebody's going to fight back. I just want to see who the first person with balls is.
We're out of time. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Find the archives at freetalklive.com. Thanks. Peace.
Freedom!
Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.